Okay, so you brought some really interesting stuff this time. This whole idea of customer integrity and, how AI is being used to manage it. And what we really want to do today is get to the core of what your sources are saying and really show you why this is such a big deal,
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because when we talk about customer integrity, it's not just about, are your customers being honest on those forms? The material you've given us, it really points to something much bigger. It's like the accuracy and the honesty of the information that you're getting, not just from customers, but from everyone you deal with in business.
Right. So yeah, customers, of course, but also like those agents and brokers, the third parties who represent you out there. And of course, your vendors, the people you rely on to actually, make things happen, provide services. It's about that whole chain, right?
Yeah.
From start to finish. And what really jumps out is that, it's not just a nice to have anymore. It's like absolutely essential for businesses these days.
And that's where AI comes in, right? Because it's not just some sci-fi thing anymore. The sources, they make a really strong case for AI being like the tool, the tool to deal with all this complexity, this whole web of information and interactions. And what we're going to do is uncover some of the unexpected risks that can pop up and really look at how AI is actually solving these problems in the real world.
Okay, so let's break this down a little. Why is it so important to think about integrity across all these different stakeholders? The sources talk about some pretty compelling benefits, not just the obvious stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the most obvious one, sure, is to reduce fraud, right? And
Yeah.
misrepresentation.
Yeah.
When you've got good integrity across your whole system, it's like plugging all those leaks, those financial leaks. But it's bigger than that, right? It's also about protecting your reputation. It's not just how you treat your customers directly, it's about the integrity of your entire operation.
Yeah, and it goes beyond just avoiding bad press, right? There's the whole regulatory side of things too.
Exactly. Compliance. When you've got reliable information flowing from every point in that chain, it just becomes so much easier to stay on the right side of the regulations. And that means way less risk of fines and legal issues. And then think about your operations, right? When the information you're working with is accurate, it just makes everything smoother. Fewer errors, more efficient processes, less risk overall.
It all feels very connected, doesn't it? It's like everything affects everything else.
Yeah.
Could you give us an analogy just to illustrate this transactional chain and show how one weak link can mess up the whole thing?
Sure. Imagine a big farm with a complex irrigation system, right? All these pipes. And each pipe represents a different stakeholder. Your suppliers, the people who process your payments, your marketing partners, even your customers giving you feedback. If one of those pipes is, I don't know, cracked or blocked, that's like a lack of integrity, right? Maybe a vendor sends faulty materials or a customer gives false information. It doesn't just affect that one spot. It can reduce the flow of water to the whole farm. Lower yields affect the health of the whole business. Every part of that system relies on the integrity of the others.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that makes it really clear. So we see why this broad integrity is so important. But let's get specific about the risks. What I find interesting is how the sources actually break it down by the different types of stakeholders.
Right, because each one comes with its own set of integrity challenges. So starting with customers, the obvious things that come to mind are, maybe they give inaccurate information on forms or they submit fake claims. Those are the classic ones.
Yeah, those are the ones you think of right away.
Yeah.
But then when you look at third-party agents or brokers, what kind of risks do they bring?
Well, with these guys, it's often about misrepresenting your product or service, maybe not disclosing important information to potential customers, or even doing things that, bend the rules a little, skirting regulations, and of course, their actions reflect directly on you.
And what about the vendors, the service providers, the companies you depend on for all those essential parts of your business?
This is where things can get tricky. I think sometimes people underestimate the risks here, but the sources, they point to things like inaccurate billing, maybe getting overcharged for services, or even outright fraud, where the service just isn't delivered as promised. And that hits your bottom line directly, and it can damage your relationships with your own customers.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that the risks aren't just external, right? Our own internal staff, they can be a source of problems too, intentionally or not.
Absolutely. It could be simple human error, like mistakes in data entry, which can have huge knock-on effects. Or it could be more serious, like violating company policies or even, working with outside bad actors. So having strong internal controls, making sure your data is accurate, that's crucial.
And finally, there's the interaction with regulators.
Yeah.
How does a lack of integrity in our data or processes, how does that affect those relationships?
Well, if you're sending inaccurate or incomplete reports to regulators, if your audit trails are murky, if your practices just don't show a commitment to integrity, well, you're basically asking for trouble, right? You could face investigations, penalties. It could even damage your licenses to operate.
Wow. Okay. So we've got this whole landscape of potential vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thinking about you listening right now, which of these risks really hits home for you? Or maybe which one surprised you? It's really worth thinking about. Okay. So we've definitely laid out the challenge. Now, let's talk about how technology can help. The sources, they highlight Lumen Business and their AI solutions. So how does this actually work in practice? Without getting too technical, of course.
Right. Well, what's really impressive is how Lumen Business uses AI to give you that essential oversight and control across this whole complex ecosystem. Your sources, they outline a few key capabilities. So first, you've got this end-to-end transactional monitoring. Imagine an AI system that's constantly watching all the actions and data flowing through your business. Whether it's a customer filling out an online form, a vendor sending an invoice, an agent talking to a client, the AI is looking for anything unusual.
So it's like a super sophisticated surveillance system, but for all your different interactions.
Exactly. And it's not just recording, it's analyzing. The AI uses what's called anomaly detection. So it's been trained on mountains of data to understand what normal, legitimate behavior looks like. And when it sees something out of the ordinary, something that just doesn't fit the pattern, it flags it for investigation. And this works not just for structured data, you know, like numbers and dates, but also for unstructured data, like the text in documents and emails.
That's incredible. I mean, to be able to sift through all that information, that's powerful. There's also something called stakeholder network analysis. What's that all about?
Okay, imagine this. The AI creates a map, right? A map of all the relationships between your stakeholders, your customers, your agents, your vendors, even different departments within your own company. And then it looks for unusual connections or patterns, you know, things that might suggest collusion or some kind of suspicious activity. It can reveal a bigger picture that you wouldn't see if you were just looking at individual transactions.
So it can spot those potential fraud rings by seeing who's connected to whom, even if it's not obvious.
Exactly. And then there's document and identity verification. This is where AI algorithms actually check the documents people submit, you know, to make sure they're authentic, to catch any signs of tampering. And it can cross-reference identity information with different databases to confirm identities, make sure you're complying with regulations. That really reduces the risk of fraud from fake or stolen IDs.
And for people in leadership roles, you know, making those big decisions, the sources mention these transparent dashboards. What's the advantage there?
Those dashboards give you this clear, unified view of all the key integrity metrics across your entire organization. So leaders can see right away where the risks are, they can track how well their current controls are working, and make better, more informed decisions. The real value of all these AI tools is that they're not just reacting after the fact. They're helping you spot and address problems before they turn into big financial losses or damage your reputation.
Okay, so these are some pretty powerful capabilities. Can we make this even more concrete? I mean, the sources, they talk about how these AI solutions are being used in different industries.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take insurance, for example. They deal with a ton of claims, and they've got this whole network of brokers and healthcare providers. AI can really help them validate claims, make sure they're legitimate. It can spot potential collusion between brokers and providers, you know, to inflate costs. And it can even make sure that policyholders are being truthful in their applications.
Yeah, that sounds like an industry ripe for, you know, for financial leaks.
Yeah.
What about finance?
Finance is all about monitoring those customer transactions, right? Looking for unusual patterns that might point to fraud, like identity theft or money laundering. AI can also make sure that financial agents are following all the rules, all the lending practices and regulations that protects both the institution and the customer.
In healthcare, that seems like another area where these integrity measures could really make a difference.
Oh, absolutely. AI can be huge in detecting provider fraud. You know, things like billing for services that weren't actually provided or upcoding where they charge for a more expensive procedure than what was actually done. It can also flag unusual billing patterns that might need further investigation and help with verifying patient identities. There was actually a case mentioned in the sources, a really interesting one, where AI spotted a bunch of claims for these very specific expensive treatments. They were all from patients with seemingly unrelated conditions, but they were all linked to the same clinic, a clinic that hadn't raised any red flags before. It turned out to be a clear case of coordinated fraud, something that human auditors had completely missed.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, and finally, let's talk about retail and logistics.
Yeah.
You know, those industries with those incredibly complex supply chains and all those different transactions happening all the time.
Right. So in those sectors, AI can be used to track data integrity throughout the entire supply chain, you know, making sure records are accurate at every step. It can also spot fraudulent online orders or suspicious return patterns, and it can even analyze the reliability and integrity of all your different vendors and suppliers.
Yeah, hearing those specific examples, it really brings it to life. It makes you think, which of these scenarios is most relevant to my industry? What are the aha moments where AI can really deliver value? Okay, so we've talked about the problems and the solutions, but why is this focus on customer integrity and this idea of transparency across all your stakeholders, why is it so crucial right now?
Well, it really comes down to how interconnected the business world is today. You know, your sources really hammer that point home. Trust, it's not just a nice to have anymore. It's become a fundamental business asset. Mm-hmm. In this world where information spreads so fast and reputations can be destroyed overnight, you absolutely have to make sure your entire ecosystem is built on integrity.
So it's gone from being a reactive thing, like, oh, let's try to avoid problems, to being proactive, a core part of your strategy.
Exactly. The sources, they're very clear. It's not optional anymore. It directly affects your financial stability because you prevent losses from fraud and errors. It protects your reputation because you're operating ethically at every level. And it's essential for staying compliant with regulations because you're providing accurate and transparent data. If that integrity breaks down anywhere in that stakeholder chain, it can have massive, far-reaching consequences. Just think, one of our clients, they weren't really scrutinizing their logistics providers, and they ended up paying over $500,000 in fake shipping fees in just 1 year. Those hidden holes can be way bigger than you think.
Wow. Okay. So let's say an organization gets it. They understand they need to do this. Why should they consider working with Lumen Business specifically? What are their strengths? What makes them stand out?
Well, one thing that jumps out is their expertise. They've got this deep understanding of both AI and software development. They're not just selling some generic off-the-shelf solution. They can build custom platforms that are tailored to your specific business logic, your risk models, your overall goals. The sources also emphasize their ability to integrate these AI solutions with your existing systems. You know, your CRM, your ERP, all those critical connections. That makes the implementation so much smoother.
Yeah, integration is always a big concern when you're adopting new technology. What else is noteworthy about their approach?
Well, they've got a ton of experience in fraud detection, regulatory compliance, stakeholder analysis, all that. So they really understand the challenges businesses are facing. And their solutions, they're described as being very scalable and cloud ready. That means they can grow with your business and you can access them from anywhere. Plus, they're constantly updating their AI models, so the systems are always learning and evolving to stay ahead of new threats. And their security is top-notch. They meet all the international standards, which is crucial for protecting sensitive data. It's not just a bunch of features, it's a whole approach, a really effective approach to managing integrity.
So they've got the expertise, they can build custom solutions, and their technology is future-proof. It's a pretty strong package. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. We started by defining what customer integrity really means in this broader sense. And then we looked at the specific AI tools that can be used to manage it.
And the key takeaway is really clear. You have to proactively manage customer integrity across your whole network. It's not just a nice to have anymore. It's essential for your financial stability, your reputation, and your compliance. And AI, it's becoming a vital tool to achieve that level of integrity.
So thinking about all this interconnectedness, here's a final thought for you, our listener. Beyond your direct interactions with customers, what's one area, maybe a less obvious area, where a breakdown in integrity could really have a domino effect on your organization? It's worth taking a moment to think about those hidden vulnerabilities.
And if you're interested in learning more about these AI solutions, how they can strengthen your organization's integrity, your sources suggest that a good next step would be to book a free consultation with Lumen Business. You can discuss your specific needs and see how these tools can give you more control and insight into your stakeholder ecosystem.
At the end of the day, in today's business world, understanding and managing the integrity of your customers and all your stakeholders, it's not just about avoiding bad things. It's about building a stronger, more trustworthy, more resilient organization. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.